This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, July 2nd. I'm Patricia Naft. Boulder County Clerk and Recorder Hillary Hall resumed issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples last Thursday. That's following the ruling by the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, which said that Utah's ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional. KGNU's Sam Fuqua went along last week and spoke with some couples, including Scott Woodland and Ivory Curtis, who were at the office getting their marriage certificate.
Congratulations to you both.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We're just so elated that we can get married in Boulder, Colorado, our hometown. Thankful to Hillary Hall and to our friends who have supported us throughout the last 44 years. We couldn't be happier.
What does this mean both for you as a couple and for people in general?
Well, I think it just substantiates our relationship. It's legal now, you know, and hopefully it will encourage other younger gay people to get married. And it's just something I've looked forward to since I was in college.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you say you've been in a 44-year relationship?
44 years.
Wow.
Yeah, we met in college.
Congratulations.
Men college.
Okay, so what's the secret?
No secret. We just love each other.
That's great. Now, do you have any concern about the fact that the state attorney general has a different interpretation than the
county court? I really don't. As I told Channel 7, I just wish Attorney Southers would stop wasting our taxpayers' money on a fight that he's ultimately going to lose. I don't know what's going to happen today, but in our eyes, we are married, and no one is going to take it away from us.
My name is Amber Smith.
Ashley Fletcher.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you tell us what brought you out here today?
Well, it's the first time in Colorado we can actually get a marriage license, and we are planning on getting married on July 7th in New Mexico, but would much rather stay in our own state, so that's why we're here today.
Yeah. How's it feel?
A little surreal, maybe. On the way up here, we were thinking we're going to get there and they're going to say, just kidding. Just kidding. Turn around, go home. But we're here and we filled out the application and we're going to go upstairs. So maybe it is real.
Why is this important?
Well, for many reasons, I guess. We have kids. We live in a household together. We have assets. We have insurance that we need to share. We've been together for a while and we love each other and we just want the rights that everybody else has to marry.
I want the kids to know that everybody is equal. Their family is just as real as everybody else's.
Well, thanks, and congratulations to you all.
Thank you.
So, here with the Boulder County Clerk and Recorder Hillary Hall, what's the day been like so far?
It's been a fantastic day. So much happiness, so many people who have waited for this day for so long, and it's a privilege to be a small part in making that happen for them.
Why did you decide to do this?
Well, we read the 10th Circuit ruling, and it made it really clear. Marriage is a fundamental right, and that it shouldn't be denied to anyone because of who they love. So we felt it was our obligation to move forward as the one who issues marriage licenses and fulfill what the 10th Circuit had ruled.
State Attorney General doesn't agree with you.
I'm not surprised. It's his opinion. I have consulted with our attorneys, and we feel we're in good standing on this.
How many folks do you expect to see? I understand the couple I just interviewed was the 15th couple this morning. You have any estimates on?
You know, we really weren't sure what to expect. We just needed to be prepared for as many as wanted to show up. We figured the math and could do about 160 in the day, so we figured we needed to make sure we were ready for that, and we feel that we are ready for anyone who would like to exercise the right to a marriage.
Any curveballs? Any things surprising you?
You get busy doing the process, and it's just really amazing to see the people and really get the impact, the difference that issuing a marriage license is going to make for them. And that, I was surprised, but I was so overwhelmed by the feelings of love and support and just how happy everyone was for this day for them.
Do you have enough people to handle this?
Yes, we had to reassign some people so that they, you know, since we didn't quite have the crowd, but we have people ready should our crowd grow. We think it probably will this afternoon, and then with it being Friday tomorrow and a weekend, you know, people may be gathering their friends and family. So we'll see. We're ready.
It could go on into the coming weeks, potentially.
Absolutely. We'll keep going until a Colorado court or the U.S. Supreme Court tells us to stop.
Anything you'd like to add?
This is a long day coming. You know, our prohibition in Colorado has made our friends and family and neighbors second-class citizens for long enough, and it's great to be able to remove that barrier for people.
The Colorado Attorney General sent a letter to Hillary Hall the next day asking her to stop issuing certificates. It said those certificates issued are invalid. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The problem is that the court ruling is brand new, and an appeal is being brought to the U.S. Supreme Court. Rex Fuller is from the GLBT Community Center of Colorado. It's an outreach center that also has a legal arm to fight for GLBT rights. He says that the marriage licenses in Boulder are good news, mostly.
We're cautiously optimistic about that development. It's very exciting, and it's a real positive step for couples who are seeking marriage recognition. We are afraid, though, that it may have been a premature step since the ruling was specifically on the Utah case and not on the Colorado case.
Civil unions were made legal last year around this time, but same-sex marriage is explicitly banned in Colorado.
It's very much sort of a separate but equal doctrine. Civil unions are not recognized by federal agencies the way that marriage licenses are. So my partner and I are not able to file income tax jointly if that's something that we wanted to do, because all we have is a civil union. It does have some power in the state of Colorado, but it wouldn't transfer to another state in case of a medical emergency or something like that.
Right now, the county clerk and the attorney general are sending letters back and forth. The attorney general is threatening legal action if they don't stop immediately, and the county is refusing. Boulder is the only county in Colorado currently marrying same-sex couples, but what happens there might affect the rest of the state. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Senator Mark Udall is campaigning on the Western Slope. KVNF's Laura Pomasano went to the senator's meet and greet with voters yesterday and filed this report from Montrose.
Voters in Montrose had the opportunity to meet with Udall at a campaign event held at a local coffee shop. Karen Nichols came to hear Udall speak.
What do you want to ask the senator?
What his views about fracking are and what he thinks the next steps are for immigration reform.
Here's Udall addressing the topic of hydraulic fracturing, also known as fracking, to the crowd.
There are places where we should and could use hydraulic fracturing to produce natural gas, but there are other places that we should not. And for me, the areas that are questionable would be wildlife refuges, parks, subdivisions, places like the North Fork, where there are other values that are equally important.
The senator also talked about natural disasters, the NSA, the Affordable Care Act, and his campaign. Udall, a Democrat, faces Republican Congressman Cory Gardner in the November general election. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomasano.
Yesterday, we reported Senator Udall is seeking his ninth term in office. What we meant to say is that Udall has won 8 elections, and he's hoping this race will be his ninth victory. Udall was elected to the Senate in 2009. Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.